Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, hello everyone and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Well, here we are at the beginning of September, and this is always a traumatic week for so many people. Parents and students are adjusting to the back-to-school routine. Some older kids have gone off to college, living away from home for the very first time. Teachers are back in their classrooms. People are back to work. There's often a teeter-totter of sadness and excitement in this week after Labor Day. And suddenly, there's a change in the landscape, too. Have you noticed? We went for a drive yesterday, and the corn is high, and the vineyards around here are ready to harvest, and the color of the world is changing. There's a tinge of yellow in the leaves. The goldenrod is blooming. There's a feeling that the trees are ready to stretch and yawn and prepare for that fallow time once more. Now, there's a part of us that is naturally locked into this shift of the season. We respond to the cooler nights and the shortening days. And while we really mourn the end of those bright summer days, there's part of us ready to roll up the sleeves and get ready for the coming autumn. It happens as the wheel of the year shifts. And so this week prepares us for letting go and saying hello to new things. It's all a little nostalgic as we watch the summer days mature into the colors of fall. It's all about the circle and the cycle of life. Letting go, embracing the new, releasing the past, welcoming the new. The rhythm happens in our world and also in our life, each and every day. Now, some of us will drag our feet. We don't want summer to end. I'm in that category. We don't want to move forward sometimes. We don't like the idea of the coming cold and snow, especially in this part of the world. Or perhaps we don't want a relationship to end. Perhaps we don't want to leave a soul-destroying job, even though it's hurting us in so many ways, it's still hard to leave. We don't want to let go of a situation that really isn't serving us any longer. There are many ways that we say little goodbyes each and every day, and big ones too. A wise person once said to me that it's much better to look at life as a beautiful stream, a lovely river. In some places, the water is shallow. In other places, it's so wide that you can hardly see the banks. In other places, the water is deep and still. I was having a difficult challenge in my life, finding it hard to move forward. And at that point, I wasn't even sure how I was going to move forward, or if I even wanted to. It's a tough place. Maybe you've been there too. My friend counseled me to spend some time each day in quiet and imagine myself on a sturdy little boat and to take time just to let myself drift down the river in my imagination, trusting that all was well and that life would carry me to the right destination. As someone used to steering the boat, it was a tough exercise for me. But day after day, I let that imaginary river just carry me in my boat. And you know, I began to feel more peaceful. As the boat gently rocked and worked with the current, I found this was an easy thing to apply to my life, too. To go with the flow, to let go and let God. Those metaphors began to be real to me in a new way. Because truly, as we say goodbye to something, there will always be a new and wonderful person or situation or circumstance that comes forward. We never know what's around the bend. We never know what's ahead in the river of our life. And as we take the memories with us, or the lessons of past encounters, we move along with the current, feeling stronger. And when we're ready to move forward, the little boat usually arrives to carry us along. Now, as people who believe in a loving God, we can trust that even as challenges come, we're given what we need to negotiate through them. Even as we face goodbyes that are really hard, and as we face changes in our life that we might not want, there is a power and a presence there to assist us, to embrace us as we cry, to hold us as we grieve, to show us insights and guidance, and to offer a safe harbor until we're ready to move forward once more. Today, as you think on the goodbyes and the passing things of your own life, look also to the opportunities, the welcoming hand, the smiling face, the many ways that new people and situations are now coming into your life. Let the boat carry you on the current, stirred by the hand of divine love, who will keep you afloat and bring you safely to a happy place on the journey. Know that you are always surrounded by the embrace of the one who created you and accompanies you through the challenges and the triumphs of this life. We are never alone. There is always a hand, a light, a road sign to direct us through these cycles and circles. In this busy day, take a moment now and decide to let go and let God light the path and bring you the resources and the people that you need this day and every day. Let's take a moment and offer a prayer to bless us in our day. Loving Creator, we give you thanks for the potential and the possibilities and the promise of this new day. We ask you to go before us and to set your angels around us to protect us and to protect everyone whom we love. We hold before you the people in our life who need healing, help, support, guidance, and direction. And we lift up our own needs to you, giving them over so that we can focus on the wonder and the beauty of the world and every good thing in it. We thank you for every blessing. May we be affirmed and empowered to be a blessing in our world today. Amen. Well, I hope that you have a fabulous day. Join me again tomorrow morning at 7:30 or listen on the archive as you can to Connection Point. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.